fertilize smoke.
I don't mind because they stubborn and my bank account is looking mighty fine. Ay, we can skip the wine and dine, go straight for the wine and grind. She wanna come, I can make it happen, fuck trying. Sometimes I get messy, you can be my biggest secret. I ain't sliding if you're with them, baby. You gon' have to leave them, I got morals on Sundays, sometimes on Wednesdays. Really, it depends, but you're in love with somebody else.
Maybe I could offer some help. Get over them by getting under me. But you might hold it if you get too much of me. I drink liquor like it's water. Hold my liver, can't afford it. I've been lying here and then I've been lying, I've been lying. I'm under the covers like what happened here. Ain't nothing sacred. Shit that got me fucked up is I know that dude just saw me naked. Nursed in a broken heart, but who'd have thought it'd take me ages? I ended up here cause my girl said fake it till you make it. You're in love with somebody else.
I'm in love with somebody.
Maybe I could offer some.
Maybe I could offer some.
Get over them by getting under me.
You gon' see, yeah. My name is fuck it cause my name is not important. I'm not from here, I'm imported. Can't you tell my voice distorted? I'm important, make a movie, let's record it. Came a long way from a Honda, tryna fuck you in some Porsches, baby. You're in love with somebody else. Maybe I could offer some help. He brought you down, now climb on top of me. You gon' see, yeah.
All right, hello everyone. The time is currently 12 a.m. Mountain Time. You're listening to the show Mustard on 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. My name is Uncle Slim Pants. I have two guests today. I have Jose on my right.
Voila.
And on my left, On my left, I have Stupid Idiot Boy.
Yo, what's good? That's a fun fact. That's actually my real name.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah. See? ¿Cómo estás?
So today we're going to give you a fine blend of...
Una mezcla de música importante y diferente, ¿sí?
Sí, sí, sí.
Yeah, we're going to shove our music down your throat violently.
Violencia.
Me gusta.
Podemos hacer una introducción de...
Jose just came to the United States 5 days ago.
Yeah, starting to think we should send him back, honestly.
Me llamo Jose. Soy de México.
He's in his name, Jose.
Un pueblo pequeño en la montaña de...
So he's from a small town.
And he's glad Abraham Lincoln got assassinated?
What?
Why would you say that?
Wait, that's actually kind of lit, though.
No hablo inglés, pero sí, yo estoy de acuerdo.
That is just awful. Oh, that is an awful thing to say.
Actually, yo, rip Abraham Lincoln, though.
Honestly, mad respect to Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Good guy.
He was a really good gamer.
He was so good. He used to hustle people mad hard at Yahtzee. His dice rolling skills, unreal.
Senor Lincoln.
See? But have you seen Senor Lincoln play Mahjong? That guy won every round.
¿Qué es Mahjong?
You know, it's this game.
Es pornografía. Yeah. Un poco. Podemos hablar un poco sobre...
It's along those lines, you know. I won't delve into details,
Porn? Sí? No es un tabú. Sí? No?
Are you asking me if we can do porn? I think probably not. But,
I'm down to experiment.
Yeah.
Life's about new things.
I agree.
You know?
We'll play a couple songs. We'll hear. He'll be dead by the time we get back. But me and Stupid Idiot Boy will still be here.
Okay. We out here.
How did you see me? How did you love me? How do you remember me? I'm a rotic nightingale. I hope the darkness keeps you well. When I can't fall asleep at night, I blindly talk myself to fight. Shadow man, shadow boss, please keep your hands up. And if you get knocked down, don't forget to stand up. Bless the night, forget not, girl. Darkness keep you well. Bless the night.
Shadow man, shadow box, dance in the dark with me. This resurrected agony, this apathy for caskets. Everything I ever loved, I lost in the magic. I claimed by the river, my body delivered. When I die, it's 27 rappers in my funeral. Moses wrote my name in gold and Kanye did the eulogy. Remember all the bashfulness, understand the truancy. Here I stand in front of a college dropout. But her music was a church when your spirit hopped out. Met a gypsy in LA and she reading my palm tree. Mysterious situation like kissing the concrete. I eat getting money, I be close to heaven, baby claim he love me, hold me down forever. I never should have bought this halo. He waiting for me at his table, my funeral with Disney fable, cause the king about to take me home.
Preach church tabernacle, Tallahassee sunshine, southern is my bloodline, we know it'll come time to go. And though I leave like alumni, I'm lying like a lullaby and quiet like my tongue tight alone. Bury me in satin, tell the pastor say this ashes, sat in class with me, ooh, first row. And if ashes turn to ashes, then I'm back in my first form with a dust storm, with a corn and coat. Morbid or late, Lord give, Lord take. Viva la morte, mortal man. Less love, more hate, more like mortician. We meet our fate, funeral home looking like a home that I used to live in. You wasn't supposed to go so soon, I took it for granted. Maybe we'll meet the next life, maybe another planet. Open my soul, but then it'll end with an open casket.
Leaning on green, every go be a dice roll. I'm fiending a feline, who mine said a feeny. I got two packs fools. Gold on my gumline, they got rich out. My tongue sticky, throw in the tightrope. Cleaning my grievances, yeah. As a little heathen, I set like the legion shout. Never believed in y'all. System, I needed more. And I done went Figaro with the finger roll, land around, split my head and start leaking songs in them words. Yeah, them words, they make a nigga live forever. Black with them birds, my heart stay lighter than the feather. It's gonna be niggas booming at my funeral. Tell them play Metro booming at my funeral. St. Louis taught me death could be your neighbor. Stay awake, don't take the family for granted. Better days away.
Bless the night, again. Darkness keep you well. Bless the night, again. Darkness keep you well. Bless the night, again. Darkness keep.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yo, that was a classic.
Just came back.
Yo, who was that?
I just came back from the bathroom. What's up?
Oh, what's good, Jose?
No,
we don't. We're not talking about Jose anymore.
Oh, nice.
Anymore.
I mean, like, is he the guy that's like on the camera?
Hey, yo. No, we don't talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
We don't want people to know he was here.
My bad. Yo, RIP though.
Yeah.
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
Yo, introduce yourself.
Oh, hey,
welcome
guys
to the Breakfast Club.
This is Bubble Butt on my right.
I'm Bubble Butt.
He's got a big bubbly.
Is he the
bubbly butt
guy who orders the hamburger?
Yes, he does.
Oh, wow.
Indeed, he does.
I got.
Where are you from?
Where I'm from?
Yeah.
I'm from New Jersey.
That's pretty soft.
That's.
I'm
my
from.
Name is,
what? Newark?
I'm from your mother's
I'm
womb.
I'm from Bergen County, New Jersey. I am currently a pre-med student. I'm currently planning in studying community health with a minor in sociology, and I'm really excited to be here. I just transferred from Pace University, so I'm very excited.
Wow, I could care less.
You could care less.
Yes.
Could you care more?
Yes, I could also care more.
So you're pretty neutral, I'd say.
Well, I just wanted to express my emotions as a human being.
But what I'm saying is that you're not saying that you dislike that or that you like that. You're saying that you're pretty indifferent
right?
to that.
Yo. Here's the thing, right? I don't dislike it. I do like it, actually.
Shoot.
And there you go.
You guys hear about that fire?
Oh, yeah. The one in...
the one at Applebee's?
Somerville?
Applebee's.
In Somerville.
In New York.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it.
Applebee's.
Yeah.
The Applebee's burned down.
What was the... what happened?
The Applebee's went on fire, and then it burned down.
What's crazy is that, like, you know...
There were people eating at that Applebee's. And then it went on fire.
Did anyone die? Like, what...
No, I think it just burned down.
With the people just, inside it, or did it leave?
I don't think. I think they got it. They just walked out the door, probably.
It was a slow fire.
It's just the Applebee's.
But there was a slow fire.
Honestly, I'm not even mad. It's an Applebee's. I'm not even mad.
It's just Applebee's.
You know.
Yeah. But
if we were talking about, like, Buffalo Wild Wings.
But here's the thing, right?
No.
But for some people, like to us, like it's just an Applebee's.
Okay.
To some people, that's their Applebee's. You know, like if you're from.
But that's not ours.
If you're. No, it's not ours. Okay. So, like, you know, for us, it's like, oh, haha, Applebee's burned down, stupid Applebee's. For them, it's like, no, that's our Applebee's. Like, our Applebee's just burned down.
The staple of the community.
Exactly. So, you know, like for us.
So what
you know, we can make our jokes. We can make our jokes about that Applebee's, but like for them,
it's real life.
That's big.
Yeah.
That's a divisive moment in the community.
It's bigger than basketball.
That's bigger than Notre Dame.
That is bigger than basketball.
It bigger could be bigger than Notre Dame.
Notre Dame, what's that?
It's just the school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My orthopedic surgeon went there.
Oh man.
Oh nice.
You had surgery?
No, I just know him.
Oh, okay. Connections?
We have a record.
Are you guys connected on LinkedIn or something?
Nah, Webkinz.
Oh, yeah.
You guys kiss?
Maybe.
We did, though.
I don't kiss and tell, though. So, you know, we homies.
Okay.
The thing is that...
We smash on the low, though, so just
Bubble Butt doesn't know that I actually have a private relationship with his orthopedic surgeon as well.
Yo, you know...
Yeah.
You know Cherry?
Say Cherry or Jerry?
He's told me that his name's Jerry, but he might have told you that his name's Cherry.
I feel like Cherry's a pretty unusual name.
No, it's a...
Cherry?
It's a woman. She's a woman. Wait.
Yo, not the last time I've seen him.
Yo, wait. Really?
Yeah, bro. When was the last time you see him?
Like 2004.
Yo, dang. Last time I saw him was 2005, bro.
I was 5 years old.
Oh, this is gonna
be... Met him in a rec league. No. It was platonic at the time.
No, it's because they still keep in touch, though.
Yo, it was platonic at the time.
Wait, are we talking about the same person? 7 feet tall?
Yeah. Yeah, bro. It's kind of crazy. Life moves fast.
So there's this new show coming on Broadway soon.
Oh, really?
What's it called?
The premise is that there's this, like, really, really large guy. Like, huge. But, like,
Obese?
Respect.
Obese?
But not in like a fat way. Like large as in like...
Like Kingpin?
He takes up the room.
Like he takes up... He has a presence.
Like Notorious B.I.G.?
Like Zac Efron.
Yeah, he has a presence.
Oh, yeah.
Like Zac Efron.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Yes. So he's like the sort of the protagonist and he has like this power where he can like point at somebody and like shoot them like a finger gun type thing and make them pee their pants like on command.
Ooh.
So like he'll just like bang and you just pee your pants.
Wow.
And so it's sort of like he just sort of like got this power and it's just like a show about him like discovering, you know, how to use it for good, blah 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 blah, you know, like don't do it to your fourth grade teacher, like that's probably not a good idea like during class.
That might be tragic.
Is it musical?
It's a musical, yeah.
So I
I'm pretty excited. I want to hear what you guys have to say about it. You know, what do you think?
My initial thought is just like, what type of the technical production is involved with, like, how do they make people? How do they like create the effect of?
I think they actually pee.
Oh, it's really?
I'm fairly certain they actually pee.
That's some method acting, right there.
I
kind of respect that.
I think they pee. Probably get a little messy, but like,
or they might pre-pee. They might like pre-pee and then like store it, but it's real pee.
Dude,
here's my thing.
It's magic.
You know, us civilians watching this show.
Hey, we're not civilians, bro.
Can we have the power too?
I'm a vet.
Can we like just shoot our imaginary, you know, finger guns and just make people pee too as well?
That's the stupidest thing.
Listening right now, you should try it.
Have you ever pointed at someone and made them pee?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever peed. So.
In your life?
What?
He said he's never peed. What, like, did you not understand what he was saying?
I'm confused.
That's crazy, bro.
He just said, I've never peed. Like, there was nothing that was unclear about that.
So what's the name of this, the Broadway show?
I honestly have no idea.
Did you look it up? I'm putting my spot right here.
Yeah, I don't really feel like it. in other news, the main character on... Especially,
oh, no. Listen... It's a touchy subject for some of us.
Yeah.
And
I want to hear you talk about it.
I really don't want to talk about it.
Keep going.
Are you putting me on the spot?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's this guy. His name is Quentin.
Oh, snap.
And,
all right, that's enough.
And he,
because of FCC regulations, I am legally obligated to read a PSA. Children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. If they like to help out in the kitchen, let them stir the spaghetti sauce or count the eggs. While doing laundry, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. Simple learning games can be fun for both of you. Everyday moments are learning moments. It's easy. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and this station. I disagree. Don't let your kids near your eggs. They'll poison you. Kids are awful.
They don't spit in your poo-poo.
Yeah, kids spit. Yeah.
Yo, speaking of my kids, I'm just like looking, I'm just thinking about like, you know, just like everyday life.
Okay, cool.
And do you guys get pee shivers?
Pee shivers?
I mean, yeah, of course.
Some people don't get pee shivers. Do you get pee shivers?
No, occasionally, you know. Whenever I get nervous a little bit.
His mic was not on. His mic was not on.
Yeah, it does.
So you're saying that you crave pee shivers. That's what you're saying, Jeff.
Yes.
Did you guys like it?
There's
like,
nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I feel like in some ways people can be pleasured by that.
Yes.
Is this like a touchy subject for you, Phil? You really.
I like watching people suffer. So, you were talking about something interesting like a second ago. I guess a couple seconds ago. Or a couple minutes.
More like a couple hours ago. A
couple hours. You're saying something pretty interesting.
What was I saying interesting?
I don't even want to repeat it.
Absolutely not.
Say it again.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
You can't make me.
Well, I can.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
How many people are locked in your basement?
Four. At a given time? Four.
Well, like right now?
There's a range.
At a given time, he said four. His first answer was four. I think probably four right now.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about, let's talk about you, Phil. Let's put you in the spot. You.
Oh, I'm Uncle Slim Pants.
Oh, are you not supposed to use codenames? Are you supposed to use codenames?
Well, that's my name. Yeah, I am Uncle Slim Pants.
Yeah, but you're real. But you're.
No. My name is Uncle Slim Pants. On my birth certificate, it says Uncle Slim Pants.
Hyphenated. You go by another word. Slim but you go by another name. Just no. Like a state
name. No. This is my real name is Uncle Slim Pants.
So when I met you on Omegle, that was your real name. That was your username on.
Yes.
That was a time. I remember that day clearly.
When you went on Omegle or when you
No, you were not there.
Well, when we met separately on Omegle.
Oh, yeah. I was butt naked both times.
Oh, wow.
All I saw was his backside. Double tap.
I was...
Whoa.
I was braiding...
Your hair.
Yeah, my hair, but...
I was eating Cheez-Its.
Not... Yeah.
You're crazy, man.
Oh. Whoa.
Wait, can I say something real quick?
Yeah, what do you guys say? Get off your chest.
Hey, I just want to shout out to, I'm going to give a big shout out to thin toilet paper, because sometimes you need the abrasiveness in order to get through a bad day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes you just need it to rip on your hand and get a little poop in your fingernail.
Yeah.
I like to smell it from time to time, you know, it's like a quick treat.
That's why I only blow my nose primarily, only with thin toilet paper.
What?
I like Tish toilet paper. That's what I like.
Yo, yeah. Tish basement toilet paper?
Dude, I like any toilet paper from Tish.
The thing that has no support whatsoever?
Yeah, but like sometimes you need that, you know, like...
Sometimes you need to be put down in life.
You can pick your nose, and you can pick your friend's nose, but you can't bring a gun through airport security.
Well... Okay.
2019. Crazy.
I still thought we could, but... It's fine. Let me ask you a question. What's your favorite book? Mine? The Bible. Think
really?
About that for a second. Think about that. So what's that noise?
I kinda like Green Eggs and Ham.
That's good.
By Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Freestyle?
Like the god, no, like, you know.
Oh, like...
Like Zeus, god of lightning.
God of thunder, lightning.
Yeah, like
gods.
Thor, god of, you know.
No, not the same.
I kind of like Robert S. Pindick and Daniel L. Rubenfield's Introduction to Microeconomics, 8th edition.
I think I bought that book.
I like the 9th edition, to be honest.
I would like you to please be quiet.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
There's a YouTube video. There's a YouTube video that came out today. And it's called Making My Little Brother's Dream Come True. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it depends. Whose little brother, whose dreams are coming true?
Yeah, what's the dream? What's the dream?
I don't think that's important. I think it's just important. He made his little brother's dream come true.
Yo, heck no.
Goodbye.
Heck no.
I don't know.
If you had the opportunity to throw a family member out of an airplane, and you don't know if they have a parachute or not, so they either do have a parachute or they don't, you don't know, but you're throwing them out of the airplane either way, who are you throwing? What family member?
Gonna be myself.
Well, no, because you can't know if you have a par. You would know if you had a parachute or not. You can't know if they. just answer the question, please.
It's an interesting question.
I'd throw
my sister out.
Okay.
I'd also throw my sister out.
Yeah, I'd also throw my Aunt Deborah out.
Or, you know.
She's cute?
Just for, like, giggles and fun.
Is she cute, though? Aunt Deborah went to pancakes on the sidewalk, you know what I mean?
Like, yo, with that syrup dripping on her.
Crack an egg on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of eggs, yo, isn't it crazy how, like, girls can just, like, have their eggs, like, and just, like, open?
No.
And we.
I don't think it's crazy. It's just a human biological process.
And we guys need to, like, man, we can freeze our sperm, but, like, it's all the same, man.
Yeah, it's kind of. I've been thinking a lot about that. Kind of takes the intimacy out of it. You know what I'm saying?
It's like turtles. Cheep, 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 turtle. Cheep, cheep, cheep.
Would you rather get hit by a car every single day for a whole year, or get hit by a train 2 times?
I survive your whole life. I survive.
You survive all of it.
Train.
2 times?
Yeah.
And you, like, still feel the pain.
Would you rather have a penis that could fit through a Cheerio? Or would you rather be mute? your body cannot make a sound unless you fart. Like, a fart is the only sound that you can make.
Yeah, I'd be okay with that.
So you prefer that over the Cheerio thing?
I mean, yeah. You got, like, a Slim Jim. If it could just fit through. It's just so skinny.
No, I would actually like to not be able to make any sounds besides a fart. Like, I would actually. I think that might be better than my current situation.
What's your current situation? Or do we not talk about it?
Well, the fact that I'm talking about it, it sort of explains what my current situation is. The fact that I'm able to talk about it. Like, you're listening to me speak right now. Obviously, I'm able to speak.
Unless we're all...
I'm also looking at you, too.
Unless it's all, like, telepathic. What if... plot twist, what if we can only communicate telepathically, but... We just perceive it as hearing.
What if the telephones are speaking through us?
I was all thinking about that for a second.
That's kind of crazy.
Okay, so when I actually was thinking about that when I was meditating today during yoga.
I wish that you hadn't told me that you did yoga and meditated. Because now I think lesser of you as a person.
I mean, it's a very healthy way, and I'm all about that mental health, baby.
Oh, you like it?
I'm all about that mental health.
About channel, self-care, self-love.
Self-love. Yo, one love.
Yeah.
I actually believe that there are 4 to 5 loves.
That's true.
C.S. Lewis wrote a great book called The Four Loves. He talks about them. They're all 4 of them. 4 different ones.
Are they different colors?
No, 4 loves.
Yeah, but they're different colors.
I mean, perhaps.
They're more like different shades, you know?
It's 4 loves.
What are the loves? What are the 4 loves?
I mean, I don't know. I'll get... Yeah, I'll talk
about it. Just access your database in your brain. Here, let me tell you
like Professor X.
One love. Wait, first love? First love is you and your left foot. You got a love that will always be there.
Okay.
Second love. Jeff, what is it? I mean, stupid idiot boy.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Second love. You and your right pinky.
Oh.
Comes in handy. Think about the situations.
It's Third love, Amanamapia. Fourth love, Whack-a-mole. Yeah, stream of conscious, baby. Open Wall Street.
Brought to you by us. We're fusing right now.
Every day.
Dragon Ball Z style.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. That's me farting. I just gotta let out a lot of gas.
Yo. What's up? Sorry, guys. I ordered pizza. Pizza delivery man's coming in right now. Dude, come on. Have a seat.
Oh, snap. Hey, yo.
Yo, pizza man.
Yeah, what's the word?
This shit pass the hurt.
Don't run.
This
It all started with the special hurt. Then after that it came to sexual words. Not me and shorty in a perpetual verse. She play body and I collide with a vibe when I'm inside the walls. I cut my shorties on the side cause I decide she all mine. I keep her in my eyes at all times. Not because I don't trust her, I just can't get enough of. On the phone they didn't tell her mom dudes because of her. She played a hustler and I'm like mad customers, man. Swear I'm in love and ain't afraid to admit it. Be blowing up a line, man, I swear I'm addicted. But it's all cool cause when in love we all fools. They say men lie and women lie naked, that's all fooling. Numbers don't matter after the first night, right? So what the fuck is love at its first sight? If you ask me, another stupid analogy. Mates a couple flaws of the female anatomy. But I'ma keep gradually telling these bitches, Don't front, though. I got some weed and some front, though.
Don't front. And you know I always hump hoes. I tell them leave, but don't walk through the front, though. Now don't front. Check.
Don't front.
It's like a massacre when massacre. I got a massive urge, what I had to learn. Heard you had it all locked, so I passed the word. I stash the herb, sit back, observe. That she make me feel good, that's all I ask of her. In the clouds, I would've known we would've crashed and burned. I pray long and hard, hoping things would last with her. I ain't mad at her, but I really wish that it ain't have to hurt. Let's be blunt, we're best buds, both knew our role. This was more than just a crush. I used to pick her up, longing for our lips to touch. But now I really even see in everybody hood. Not even the law enforcement could keep up. She didn't want no one to know, so I kept it on the low. Anytime that we would kick it, I made sure I had some toe. I thought I knew her better than anyone would know. Begged her at her friends, but home where I would take her. Didn't know she was a hoe that only wanted my paper. Whenever I was with her, my mind was just relaxed. Could have been a hot topic, cause I swore we were a match. And I admit it, girl, you fine as hell. Don't know your perfume, but you exert the finest smell. You trying to find it and follow a trail. She left a few old lovers inside of a jail, that's all a part of the tale.
But I'ma keep gradually telling these bitches, don't front. I got some weed and some front, though. Don't front.
And you know I always hump hoes. I tell them leave, but don't walk through the front, though. Now don't front. Check.
Hey yo, don't tell me be patient with no doctor prescription. Emotionless positions and provocative visions. Should've known you missed the note like the octave was switching. Remember, hate the game, it's responsible glitches. It's assimilation, yeah, stimulation. Take off your shirt, let me feel manipulated. My heart like the Himalayas, but yeah, I got a slayer. I'm crushing on you, sweetheart, but yeah, I'm a player. Sorta like Isaiah, so baby, let me coach you. And I know I'm not the first jerk to approach you. So this ain't nothing new to you, nothing unusual. Nothing you ain't used to, so nothing is usable.
We all try when you go by, we all hide. Truth is, I'm never home and I'm cold if that's where the heart lies. So label me as heartless. It's not that I don't care, I just learned to use my heart less. Gained sanity and lost stress. It put me in a state that just started taking a toll on me. Kept the secrets you told me, keep emotions I would hold beneath. Always kept the L, so I know defeat. Said everything will feel much better soon as you know I leave. Not sure if it's the meds that made you think I'm mediocre. I was still body with a glove on. You know I'm coma, I'm in animal paws. But you got it on. When it flooded, used to always feel like Noah.
And I know her. Had these kind of skills, I had to show her. So I told her I'm the nigga she see on the posters. Came back through and I put it in the holster. Just had to teach her one time, put it down. Don't really give a fuck, though. Don't front. I tell your bitch, don't front, though. Don't front.
Sol e chuva.
Whoa, I want to know where I can go when you're not around and I'm feeling down. So won't you stay for a moment so I can say I need you so, 'cause right now you know that nothing hears me and I'm obsessed with you. Then I fell to the ground and she smiled at me instead.
I don't wanna see you cry. You don't have to feel this emptiness. She said, I love you till the day that I die. Well, maybe she's right. 'Cause I don't wanna feel like I'm not me. And to be honest, I don't even know why I let myself get down in the first. To get yourself to sleep and dream a dream of you and I. There's no need to keep an open eye. I promise I'm the one for you. Just let me hold you in these arms tonight. I'm lucky to be me and you can see it in my face. Back when I fucked my shit up too many times, why would I let myself get down in the first? She sat me down and told me that I didn't have to cry. Said I didn't need to get down or feel empty inside. And then told me that she'll love me for as long as she's alive. And well, maybe she's right. 'Cause I hate it when I feel like I'm not me. See, I honestly don't even know why. I honestly don't even know why.
Wine, just to stay awake in conversation. We were always so damn insecure. So how could we ever know for sure? And disregard the way I know we feel. That would make this city way too real. If we bump into each other on a crowded street, it's not us no more, it's just you and me. We're just strangers in passing,
just you and me. Oh yeah. With the ribs, yeah. Gems in my golden necklace. You didn't give me none of this, no. There's nothing for me to miss. We were too young on the day we met. How could we say we would not forget? And in the shadows, there's a place for us. Somewhere. To each other on a crowded street. It's not us no more. It's just you and me. We're just strangers in passing, casually. It's not us no more. It's just you and me. Oh yeah.
It's just you and me. This shit is dead and gone. It's not what it used to be. Someone give a eulogy. No, I'm hard-headed and I might have acted foolishly. But you the one to hold us down usually. Yeah, we was in a limbo. But of all people, you ain't had to fuck with him, no. That was my homie, I gave y'all the intro. Some things fall apart and some get thrown out the window. Remember when we first met, we might have been too young. But we was from the Bay, so we both was going too dumb. I used to be the one for you, now you got a new one. So to the next lifetime, maybe we could do some.
If we easy. Bump into each other on a crowded street, it's not us no more.
Let me hear your best ye. But don't like say the word ye. Like I mean like your yeehaw, like your cowboy call. Let me hear it, your best one.
Am I going first?
Yeah.
You go first.
Oh, okay. Question.
Yeah.
Yo! Yeah, dude, that's the crazy stuff. We're cooking up some good stuff here in my crock pot.
You good?
Yep.
Ooh. Spicy. Speaking of spicy, I should play one of my Spice Squad songs.
Oh, who's the Spice Squad? What is that?
What are you talking about?
We don't know the Spice
Squad.
Come
on.
Wait, you mean like the Red Hot Chili Peppers? They're kind of spicy, I guess.
Yeah, the Spice Squad.
Bro.
We're a collection of rappers and visionaries.
Bro, please, bro.
They're trying to change the game, change the industry.
Yo, bro.
We have a really holistic approach to rap
bro.
And music.
Bro, please, bro.
And we're just all about that, you know, that
good
life.
Let me hit, bro.
Bro.
We all about that supplying to our fans. Like, we all about our fans.
Bro, let me hit you in the face, bro. Bro, please.
Yo, but you gotta give me a kiss first.
Bro, please, bro.
Hey, man.
Let me beat you into the ground,
bro.
Please.
I'm all about the positivity.
Yo, bro. Positivity?
Yo, positivity.
Yep.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Yo,
freestyle.
This is so bad.
Yo, back and forth.
My voice broke. That's
back
why.
And forth, back and forth. Ready? Give me a beat. I'm riding down the street.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm riding down the street.
Hey. Okay.
My Gucci bag, Gucci socks, Gucci in my everywhere.
Okay.
Gucci in my crotch, Gucci in my socks. My penis is the size of an Oreo.
Oh.
It's hard to curse without hitting on this beat.
You need some ad-libs?
Yep.
Yo.
Yippee.
Yo.
Finally, in the seat in the cockpit. Wine and cheese.
Oh, you're really trying to spit right now.
I mean, for your friend to be cocky.
Okay.
I don't mean it. Every day, we're just making deep profits. Money long. I got meats in deep pockets. Hands it to the ceiling when I'm in the billing.
Sway.
How you make a living.
Sway. You gotta stop, bro.
How you making chillin'?
Dude, my ears hurt.
I'm in a gang.
Things I gotta do.
I'm in a gang, and to get into the gang, I had to kill somebody. So what I did was, I went to my local church.
Oh my god.
I went in, and I said, because there's a lot of old people at churches, and I said, who's the oldest one here? And one of them was, I was like, I'm 97 years old. And I was like, well, sorry, but you're gonna have to come with me. Just take a special old person. Sir, you win a special prize because you're really old. You get a special prize. And I took him out back and he got in my car. I said, oh, but first, you know, we'll go get lunch. So we went to the deli. We got sandwiches and we talked. You know, it was pretty. You know, he's a nice 80 years, you know, or so years older than me. We had a lot, you know, a nice little chit chat about, you know, the changing times.
The wisdom.
The whole time, of course, I know that I'm going to kill this man.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you really just...
Well, because I had to...
Think about how he felt, though.
I had to get initiated into a gang. Well, he didn't know.
Maybe he was just trying to get into a gang as well.
Well...
And try to backfire on you.
So we were having a nice meal, and I was like, well, this guy's so nice. I can't kill him. How can I kill this man? So I told him, I was like, you know, I brought you here to kill you. And he was like, oh, Sonny, I've survived 5 wars, and I've had thousands of men try to kill me. You think you're going to be the one? And I was like, you know what? You're probably right. But weirdly, at that exact moment, the roof right above him in the deli just collapsed onto him. And he just died from that. From the roof for no reason collapsing onto him.
So he didn't get into the gang.
So I didn't get into the gang because I didn't kill him.
Right.
But also, like, I wouldn't have killed him anyway because he was a nice old man. He survived through 5 wars and, you know. But then he just died anyway.
It was just meant to be.
The roof just fell on his head.
What a story.
I'm sorry.
No, it's a learning experience. I'm sure you learned a lot.
I feel like
it
definitely affected you in some sort of way.
Well, I'm not in a gang.
Not in a gang.
I'm not in a gang.
Is that why that you... Is that...
You know what gang I'm part of?
I didn't kill anybody.
Is that why that you dye your hair as rainbow colors?
Oh, that's just self-expression.
Yeah, you can't front him on that.
Dang, man.
Is that why you got grills?
You're brave, dog.
No, that's just to support my teeth. I've... Fragile teeth.
Oh, okay. Oh, yo, bone. Yo, teeth health is important, dude. Brush your teeth, children.
Or don't. We don't care.
Yeah, I don't care.
We do whatever the heck you want.
But do brush your teeth.
Brush your teeth with salt water. See what happens.
Or oil.
Let's do an experiment. All the
Jello.
All the people listening. All the computers listening. You go up to the top of your building. You bring some kites. You attach them to your arms. And you do what feels natural.
Funny prank. Lather yourself in some sort of lubricant, some sort of oil. Just get all lathered up. Get naked. And then jump in your roommate's bed in the middle of the night and start slithering around.
and make like weird noises too. Like,
yeah.
Like slurpy noises. Like just...
Yippee!
9 out of 10 times, your roommate will kiss you. I mean, from my experience.
Now I want to be part of your experiences.
Well, that's why you weren't my roommate.
Valid.
Speaking about roommates, I should share a story about my roommate.
Yo, word? Shoutouts? What's his name? Shout him out.
His name
is... We're live right now.
Champagne and pools. Laying by the palm trees, what else do you want from me? Is it the house that I live or the things that I could give? Am I a fool? Yeah, for thinking I was different. Apart from all these Soho House guys that take you out, I wonder if you feel a thing. If you feel a thing besides the Xanax and highs. These tools that you hang out with, what else do you want me to give? I know it's not a promise, you got what you wanted. Champagne and pools.
Why you always gotta be inconsistent? Why you never talk a lot but you always bitching? And when it comes to sex, you never change position. I'm bored as shit, let's do something different. You can play with balls like you were from New England. But I don't really think of what you think about it, and I don't even care what you do. But when you text me real late like, hey yo, what's up? I'm probably not talking to you, cause all you wanna know is where the blow is, who got tables, when you rolling. Can I bring friends? I don't think so. But how about one friend from San Francisco? Okay, she can come. In a room full of Neos, I'd be the one. Girl, let's get rowdy, yeah, beat it up. You need a fake ID to be in the club? I think you put a spell on me. And then up with you, that could be an L to me. You spent $100 on some damn shampoo, but it still smells like L'Oreal to me.
Hey, laying by the palm trees, what else do you want from me? Is it the house that I live or the things that I can give? Am I a fool for thinking I was different? What else do you want me to give? I know it's not a promise, you got what you wanted. Champagne and pools.
Okay, are we starting?
Hey.
Cool. Reporting live from Planet Basic. We talk a lot, but we don't ever say shit. Saying something that we truly feel, but that's just not in the conversation. I'm semi-famous, kinda ain't shit, kinda sorta like almost made it. It's like I went from star in the making. Tell yeah him, yeah, I hope he makes it. When the hell did all that begin? I wish I didn't have as many rapper friends. Wish I had way more actor friends. At least couldn't tell they were acting then. I mean like damn, can I get a tweet? Hey hit boy, can I get a beat? I guess if you and I'll sell CDs, your BFFs start MBDs. At least my shit went number 3. I mean Fetty Wap, Drake and Future too. Drake and fucking Future, dude. What the hell was I supposed to do? But I know I got something inside you can't get from these other guys. Real ass songs and lyrics of truth you can't get from these other mics. Right?
Laying by the palm trees, what else do you want from me? Is it the house that I live or the things that I can give? In my fool? Hey, for thinking I was different. Apart from all these Soho House guys that take you out, I wonder if you feel a thing. If you feel a thing besides the Xanax and highs. These tools that you hang out with, what else would you like me to give? I know it's not a promise, you got just what you wanted. Champagne and pools. Yeah.
My name is Uncle Slim Pants. This show has been Mustard. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Tufts Medform Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening.
You.
I'm here with Bubble Bup and Stupid Idiot
Boy.
This
is a great time.
Love you.
I love all my fans.
I'll be back.
Shouts out to my mom.
I'll be back if I survive the week. If I survive the week, back again next week.
Can I give a quick shout out?
Yeah.
Very quick.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to my girlfriend. You hold down the fort.
Okay.
Respect.
Yo, can I give a quick shout out to you?
Can I give a quick shout out?
Yo, shout out to Hot Pockets.
Yo, shout out to his girlfriend.
Who's?
Your girlfriend.
Oh, mine?
Yeah, shout out to your girlfriend.
She really does hold the fort.
I got shout out him out too.
Yeah, you shout her out too.
Shout out Cherry.
Yo, shout out to her girlfriend.
Her girlfriend.
Yeah, thanks.
I'll be back next Thursday at 12 a.m. Mountain Time.
Love you.
Shut up.
See you then, everybody.
Teen boy, I eat sticks and rocks and mud. I don't care about the government.